Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. There is just one school closing to report this morning. The Sharon Academy High School in Windsor is closed today. President Trump will visit Manchester, New Hampshire today, where he's expected to announce a new plan to battle the nationwide opioid crisis. While New Hampshire has invested millions of dollars in treatment and recovery, there have been some recent setbacks. Last month, Hope for New Hampshire, the state's largest drug recovery provider, announced it would close most of its centers, citing a lack of funds. Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig says these challenges have her looking to the president for more dollars to fight the opioid crisis.
I would hope that he'll allocate federal funds to help us continue helping those who need it most. We've seen treatment and recovery providers in New Hampshire close their doors due to the lack of funding. So, you know, in this time of great need, Manchester needs more than promises. We really need some action.
President Trump is expected to visit Manchester's Central Fire Station, where the Safe Station program has worked to connect drug users to treatment. Back-to-back nor'easters that have pounded New England have given ski resorts a late-season snow blast, luring skiers and snowboarders to the slopes and allowing smaller ski areas that rely more heavily on natural snow to stay open longer. From Vermont to Maine, skiers and riders were cheering the mounds of snow. The Vermont Ski Areas Association says March storms have dumped more than 5 feet of snow on resorts, with Mount Snow in southern Vermont boasting 66 inches just this month. At the same time, officials are warning backcountry skiers and ice climbers about the increased threat of avalanches due to all the extra snow. A private ski resort is facing mounting pressures to get its financial situation under control. The Hermitage Club owes the state more than $1 million in back taxes. Tax Commissioner Kai Sampson says the owners were notified last week the state was moving towards shutting down the mountain. Sampson says the Hermitage worked out an agreement on Friday. Byrne Burton Academy has received a $20 million donation to help upgrade its campus. Administrators announced Thursday the independent Manchester school had received the gift from Barry and Wendy Rowland. It's one of the largest secondary school donations in state history. The funds will be used to complete a new classroom building and some green space. Barry Rowland said in a statement the gift was an investment in the students and the Manchester community. Barry Rowland previously served on the school's board of trustees. He and his wife donated $10 million to the academy in 2007. The public gets a chance to visit sugar houses around Vermont this coming weekend to see maple syrup making in action and to sample some of the sweet stuff in celebration of the state's agriculture signature crop. Maple Open House Weekend takes place March 24th and 25th. Maple producers will open their sugar houses for visitors to see sap boiling or to enjoy the traditional sugar on snow. Some of the other activities offered at various sites are pancake breakfasts and horse-drawn sleigh rides, as well as maple products to taste like maple donuts and maple cotton candy. Eye in the sky, mostly sunny today, breezy, unseasonably cold, highs upper teens to mid-20s.